So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And oh my gosh, the next guest, she is just an amazing, I just want to call her like the queen of vulnerability. And her book, Vulnerability as the Road to Change, was a number one best-selling hit. It's actually been created in Japanese as well as English. It's been published in India as well as America, Singapore, throughout the entire planet. I'm so delighted to have with me Pratima Nagaraj. Hi, Pratima.
Hi, Erica. I am so excited to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what's going on with Pratima and what kinds of workshops are you doing these days? What kinds of things are you sharing with people?
I've been doing a lot of workshops about my book, actually. And I'm quite surprised that people are showing up in those classes because I thought no one would be interested in this topic.
Yeah, even when you say the word vulnerability, it's like, well, why don't we just do this, pretend people are new to the word. Why don't you share kind of what that says? What does that mean even?
Well, to put it in short, I would say it's just like walking out naked in the world. It feels exactly that way if you've ever tried doing that. And many of us don't dare do that. That's what, you know, vulnerability is. Like, you are putting yourself out completely in the world emotionally and with your imperfections and everything that you are, like real and raw.
All those things that you think you should hide, right? Like, yeah. Shouldn't you normally hide if you're afraid, or don't show your tears, or aren't we kind of monkey trained not to show our vulnerability?
Yep. Because we are told that all of those things you mentioned are our weaknesses. So you shouldn't be showing that out in the world. And vulnerability is exactly the opposite. It's our source of courage, strength, our potency, and something that gives us access to us. And by denying our vulnerability, we're actually cutting off the authentic parts of ourselves.
Oh my goodness. You know, I've just, you know, it's so crazy to try to do this interview in 8 minutes because, you know, and actually we have a really good video. I'll put the link to it in there where I talked to Pratima much more at length about her book because it's that was a beautiful video we did. Remember that?
Oh yeah. I just wanted to thank you, Erica, for actually, you know, publishing this book and seeing the possibility of what this would create, because many of the publishers before you I talked to, they wouldn't even get what vulnerability is, and nobody was even willing to explore this topic. And even the book title was actually kind of, you know, suggested by you. So how cool is that?
You know, books talk to me. So the book itself was so potent and so ready to be born. And then it was so fun because Pratima also had Dane here, Dr. Dane here, write the introduction, which was fabulous. That was so much fun. And then, you know, one of the things that you give in that is a 30-day challenge. It's in the book. So tell us a little bit about the 30-day vulnerability challenge. And I know people can just get it in the book, but what can you tell us about that? And what does that what kinds of things do you see happening when people go and do that challenge?
Oh, it's just amazing stuff that shows up. And it's simply put, you know, one exercise a day to help you get in touch with this energy of vulnerability and help you open that up and for you to step into and deepen it more and more. So initially, I just started this for my own self. And then I invited a bunch of people to join me 2 years back. And after I did this challenge, everybody who was there, like, were experiencing this immense shift in them personally. And that's what actually led me to write this book. That was the precursor to the book.
So I'm curious, one of the things that we have in our audience, we have entrepreneurs. So we have a lot of people running their own business. And there's kind of this thing where what I got was the juxtaposition of your book. And I got this sense of, like, you're supposed to show up as your business is awesome. Like, my business is so awesome. Like, people are taught to like publicize how amazing they are. What is that against like the vulnerability, and how can that help us in our entrepreneurial pursuits?
Actually, the more vulnerable you are, the more your clients desire you, they connect with you, they can actually get a sense of who you are. One of the biggest, what would I say, the effect or the gift of vulnerability in my life was in my business. As I chose more and more of this energy, people just started loving my workshops and loving my. You're just like one of us, and yet we can see you create so much more. So we feel more connected to what you are facilitating. So if you're trying to hide and not show up in your business, or try to show your business is awesome all the time, your life is awesome all the time, you know, people don't, they can tap into your pretenses. And that actually kills your business.
I was surprised when we had a little chat about, I got really sick in September, and I've never really been sick where I couldn't like basically function. It was crazy. But when I posted that in my social media, hey guys, you know, I've been gone. My body needed rest. I got the nicest, like people were so kind. It really shifted the energy into kindness. You know, it was really
because they can see that you are an amazing publisher. You run an international business, and yet you have no issues actually telling people, hey, you know what? I'm sick. I'm taking off from work. That's what people love, you know?
Well, I think sometimes the body's like, hey, dude.
Absolutely. I think I'd say vulnerability is one of the key factors if you want to create a successful business and a successful life.
Oh, I love it. Pratima, thank you so much for coming. I seriously could interview you about this topic like 24/7. We just have like the vulnerability TV station.
But totally.
Tell me how we can reach you and find out more about you. And why don't you share the name of the book again for people to go get it?
The name of the book is Vulnerability as the Road to Change, and it's available on Amazon and Kindle. So you can have paperback or your Kindle version, and you can reach me on my website, www.pratimanagaraj.com.
Ah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Erica, for having me.